I get amazing like results in the work I do, like sometimes dramatic shifts. For instance, some time ago I was actually called to a house, and the situation was that there was this child in the house who was actually moving into secondary school. They'd gone into secondary school 6 months earlier, and this lad had been gregarious when he was in national school, moved into second level school, and he had started to go into himself. And originally the people obviously suspected bullying, suspected not integrating into the school, and that was all checked out and there was nothing found there. So somebody suggested to them that they have the house checked out, which actually seems on the face of it a very unusual thing to be doing in that circumstance. Mm-hmm. But I was called anyway. Somebody gave them my name and I called out to the house. And when I called out to the house, I noticed there was one underground line in the house. But as well as that, the underground line was going through this chap's bedroom. It was going through the end of the bedroom. But what also had happened, and this is a very important thing to emphasise for people and to watch for, is that when the people had, when the guy had moved into secondary school, they had bought a present for him to do his homework on, which was an old school desk. And people nowadays think of these old school desks and stuff like that as being very quaint. But some of these schools that children grew up in earlier times were very cruel places. And when you were near this desk, you could feel the fear of every little child that sat at the desk. And they had put that in the child's bedroom. And it was over the underground water line as well, which even emphasised the emotional content even more. And this is what, actually, shortly before they got me out of the place, the child had actually gone back to wet in the bed. He was that taken by this. So I just asked them to move the desk out of the room, and of course they brought it out to the backyard and did away with it, and we cleared the energy of the room and the child was perfect.
Perfect. And can you clear the furniture as well?
Usually with furniture and items like that, what I say to people is to get rid of them. Right.
Really?
Yeah, I usually, unless it is possible sometimes to clear them, but the usual best idea is to get rid of them. Now, there is a circumstance where you have to get rid of them, and that is where the situation that caused the problem is known to the people. In other words, it's known to the people of the house. I'll give you an example. I went down the country one time to this house, right? And the lady in the house, her husband, they weren't able to conceive. They weren't having any luck having children. That was one of the problems. But also the energy in the house, they didn't feel that, they felt the house was dark and they couldn't get on and everything else. So I had a look at the house, and the house had underground water lines there, which I actually neutralised, and that was grand. But also they had these two old chairs in the hallway that were horrendous energy off them. And I asked them where the chairs came from, and they asked me why, and I said because whoever owned those chairs was a very cruel person. I could feel the cruelty, I could feel the animosity, you know, this person who really didn't like anybody and always had a bad word to say about anybody and all that, right? And it was so funny, because what the woman said to me was, she said, "Oh yes," she said, "that's exactly what my uncle who owned those two chairs was like." She said he died many years ago, but the chairs are very old, so they'd probably be quite valuable. So my mother inherited them, and she had them in her house, right, for years, but she never liked them, so she gave them to me as a Christmas present last year.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes, and she said to me then, she said, like you said, she said to me, you know, can I clear them in any way? And I said to her, no, that's not possible. See, because even if we'll say I came along or somebody came along and did some Reiki on them or did some energy work on them or did whatever we did, right, to clear them, that association, she would still know the history of them. And because she knew the history and she knew the man, every time she'd look at them, she'd think, and it would recreate the vibe. So if the incident, or if the, you know, if it was something maybe she bought from Scotland where she didn't know the history of it, it might be possible to clear it. But otherwise, no. And in any event, it's usually better to get rid of it.
Okay, so furniture as such, it's like a sponge for absorbing. So if it's in a positive energy,
yes,
a positive that will soak into to that and that'll be fabulous and so
correct
on and so forth. So if the person was quite angry and negative, that will soak in as well.
Correct. And people, you know, get involved in these things or do this kind of without thinking. I mean, one of the things that I come across sometimes is where, say, you have a young child, like a baby, right, or maybe somebody at 2 years of age, and the actual parents end up inheriting a cot that they get from a neighbour or another sister, and maybe that the baby that was in that cot before that was very highly strung, was very agitated, wouldn't sleep at night, and suddenly they discover now, voila, their child has difficulty sleeping, and it's because the energy is still with the item.
Okay, Joe, this is, if somebody wants to see you, make an appointment with you, get you to come out to their house, call out your number and your website.
Yeah, well, the number is 086-815-6609. That's a mobile phone. You can get me anytime or text
call
me
out
anytime
that again
on that.
For people.
That's 086-815-6609. And then my website is Anam Spirit. Anam, A-N for Nora, A-M for Mother. spirit.com. Anam actually is the Irish word for soul or spirit, so it's the Irish word put with the English word.
Oh.
Animspirit.com.
Oh, so Cadas Anam Dith means actually...
That's right. Well, yes. Well, that's a very interesting thing as well, because the Anam, as in the name, your name, Cadas Anam Dith, is A-I-N-M. And Anam, you know, a Rev Yesh Deira Anam is A-N-A-M. But the two words are pronounced the same, and that there's a very, very powerful traditional wisdom in that to know somebody's real name was to know their character, was to know their essential spirit. That's why if you look at native traditions like the Native Americans, you know, you'll have he who runs down the valley, you know, or she who talks like two dogs. In other words, where the names given to people actually said something about their characteristic, and that's the traditional idea. That, for instance, in the Christian tradition, why in the Old Testament the name of God was never to be uttered, because to actually say the real name would actually evoke the energy, would evoke this, you'd kind of be incinerated, I suppose, with the energy that it would represent.
Okay, That's interesting. Mm. So tell me, what about these people who buy antique furniture? Is that not a good idea as such because they absorb energies?
As you said, Mary, earlier on, you see, this is the. It can be a great idea if it has good energy.
Gee.
It can be a very unfortunate idea if it has bad energy.
Okay.
One of the most classic cases I've ever come across is a situation down the country where a couple who got married, when I went into their place, The antique furniture they had was just unbelievable. It was like what you would see in a museum. The pieces were incredible. You'd stand for hours and look at one piece with the carving and the age. But the difficulty was that every single one of these pieces had been a treasured heirloom in the previous family that it was in. And it was only sold in a last desperate effort when they needed money. So the energy of that lack had come with every single piece, and that had brought it into their lives as well.
That is amazing.
Yes, it is.
That is amazing. Mm. But can that be cleansed, or do you have to say, look, goodbye and move it on?
Well, in that particular instance, what I did with the lady was I taught her actually how to divine, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is simple enough to teach people, and I teach that as well. And what, because she was a Reiki practitioner herself, I said to her to work with Reiki, with the furniture, knowing that what she knew the problem was now, and that she could clear it that way, because clearly in that circumstance it wasn't practical to sell all the furniture.
Mm.
You know, so you deal with what's practical as well. And the key was that by learning to divine, she could tell after she worked the Reiki work with the furniture, she could tell with the divining whether that work had been successful or not. And she was to ring me, you know, if she had any more difficulties, and I never heard anything, so I presume
so it worked really well.
That's
absolutely amazing. And to me, so what are some of the benefits that you've heard back from people after you've cleared their house or their furniture or given them advice? What's some of the good news that you've heard afterwards?
Well, like with that, the good news is legion. I mean, most of my work comes from recommendation anyway. I mean, you'll understand that if people are having you in around their house or discussing things like this, especially where there's sort of apparitions or there appears to be a ghost in the corner, they really want somebody who they can trust. So they're more likely to take person on a recommendation rather than go to something like the Golden Pages. So most of my work is on recommendations of success. I suppose one of the big ones was that child that I've just talked about. There's a legion of cases. The other one was there was a woman, a place in Dublin where these people bought a house, and the house was actually you know, they got it at the right price, and then they moved in. But when they moved in, the woman in the house just wanted to go home, and she didn't know why. But it transpired that she picked up on the loneliness of the previous owner who was in the house. So once I actually actually cancelled out that, once I resolved it, that was okay, and she moved on. The lady moved on, and then the new people could integrate in the house very well. Yeah. I came across one very interesting case, which was down the country a bit, where this builder bought a site, and the site was actually, he didn't really know too much about it, he just bought it as a site at the time, but he got it worth the money. And it transpired that the reason he got it worth the money was that the person who had been there previously had run out of it by the time they called me in. They were at the end of their tether. Now, when I actually looked at the site, my first inkling was, you know, how could, you know, we'll say the local authority give planning permission for a site like this? And actually, they knew it was an illicit site because they asked for, they specified an archaeologist had to be on site when the foundations were being dug. But I was talking to the archaeologist on site that when the foundations were being dug, and he said to me, "But look," he said, "look at all the fields and all the land around here." He said, "There's relics everywhere." So that made sense. But the other thing is that when I worked with the site, I realised that what had happened was there was energy on the site that was very old, but it just didn't understand what was going on. But originally that site had been a community. It had been a home place. And the traditional thing in Ireland way, way back was that families all lived in the same place. So you'd have a fort with the O'Malley's and a fort with the O'Reilly's and a fort with the O'Callaghan's. So it really was, at one level, attracting back traditional living. Mm-hmm. Because it was members of the same family. But it's just that at the same time, with traditional people, you see, these things are very simple, but the land needs to be told. So when there's a change of ownership with land, or when there's a change of use of land, or when we want to do something with land, if we tell the place what's happening, then the place doesn't usually have any problem. It's when we don't tell the place what's happening. It's the same as if somebody sat you down and started changing all your clothes without telling you what was going on. You kick up a racket. And that's the import of what was happening. Traditional people of various cultures have all got ceremonies specifically designed to just tell the place or tell the land what's happening.
Wow. Hmm. It's simple and profound.
Yes, and once I did that work there, the whole energy transformed, and in actual fact, two more members of the family built houses on the same site.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
That's a brilliant story. What we're going to do is we're going to stop for a short break, and then we'll call out your number and your website again, and we'll talk some more.